This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Three people have been charged in an alleged plot by Iran to assassinate President-elect Trump, say law enforcement sources and a court document. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The details in this criminal complaint come from a Farhad Shakiri who's charged with murder for hire and other offenses. He was accused of targeting an Iranian dissident and Jewish Americans here in New York City before the IRGC allegedly told him to turn his sights on Trump.
Special counsel Jack Smith has asked the judge overseeing the federal election interference case against Donald Trump to scrap deadlines so the office can prepare a plan on winding down the prosecution. The Justice Department policy says a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. The president-elect spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky by phone from his Florida estate today. Sources tell ABC News that Elon Musk was also on that call. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump when possible in her victory speech, but also vowed to fight him to protect the national health care law and abortion rights. Baldwin narrowly won re-election to a third term over Republican businessman Eric Hovde. Hovde has yet to concede in a race where the margin is so close he could seek a recount. Baldwin said she recognized that Trump won Wisconsin and she would work with him when she can. Less than 24 hours after Donald Trump was elected the 47th president of the United States, social media users began pushing two conflicting narratives of election fraud. In a narrative being pushed by Trump supporters, the vote total in 2020, which is much higher than 2016 and 2024, is used to suggest the votes must have been manufactured when Biden won. Harris supporters question how her numbers can be so much lower, but both narratives are unfounded. Misinformation spread quickly after Milwaukee election officials had to retabulate around 34,000 ballots due to a snafu with some of their voting machines. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
According to Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the doors of the tabulator machines were not locked and sealed on election morning, and they should have been. And there is no reason to believe that the ballots were tampered with or counted fraudulently. The retabulation was only done out of caution and transparency. Here's Chief Election Official Megan Wolf.
All of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks finally get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks snapped a six-game losing streak with a 123-100 win over the Jazz. How bad did the Bucks need this victory at home over a young 1-6 Utah Jazz team? Damian Lillard.
I think we needed it bad, desperately. You know, this is a team that came in with the same record as us, a struggling team, a much younger team than us. They coming on our home floor. So, you know, it was important for us to not only get off that six-game losing streak and feel something good, but going into this next stretch of games, you know, I think it was important for us to get back in the win column.
The Bucks are in Madison Square Garden tonight against the New York Knicks. College hoops, a 79-67 win for Wisconsin over the Montana State Bobcats. Head coach Greg Gard.
Good win against a good team that's experienced. You could really tell the maturity of the older guys for them on the floor. Anytime we made a mistake on a screen, it was a three in the first half. Those things will help us.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 30s tonight. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon, and especially by night. A high in the mid-50s. And staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday. It's 46 right now.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best co-workers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Setter, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. How are we doing on this awesome Friday night, in this awesome fall Friday night? And it actually feels like fall, but it's also like incredibly beautiful out. So it was a great day here in all over Wisconsin. I've been checking the weather. I know you had a great day wherever you are. It was beautiful in Northeast Wisconsin, just a glorious fall day and a great day to stay in and watch TV and movies. I did take a walk today though. Conrad, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Are you? Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Because I made a couple sound adjustments here. I'm not really a tech guy, but I took a crack at it, and I think we're okay. So did you get outside today?
For a little bit. I didn't go outside too much today.
Okay. There's not going to be a punishment or anything. You sounded like you weren't sure if you should answer that truthfully or not. So.
Well, I should have went outside more, I feel like, because I don't know how many days we'll get left of this weather. But
yes. Yes.
Tomorrow I might go outside for a little walk.
I think you'd be well served. It is a great day in Wisconsin. It's great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from tonight, all over our beautiful state of Wisconsin. You can join us on the stream, the Civic Media app, which is very easy to use. Go to the App Store, download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already, and click on Nightlight. And there's a little text icon. You can let us know what you're thinking throughout the show. It's very easy to text and be part of the show. As I mentioned, you can stream us. Conrad, where can people stream us?
Yeah, so we're on WISS on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and WGBW. On YouTube, we're WGBW Civic Media. And on Twitter, we're Civic Media WGBW.
It's a lot. There's a lot of ways. Or you can go old school, gather the family around the old radio and listen that way too. There are tons of ways to be part of the show. We have a lot of opportunities for you to do so. We're going to be talking about some really cool stuff tonight. John Candy had a birthday a few days ago. We're going to talk about the career of John Candy at 7:05. We're going to play some clips. It's going to be a great conversation. He is one of the most likable and talented actors. And I think people oftentimes dismiss his talent because he's just such a friendly, kind of jolly looking guy, but immensely talented actor and comedian. So we'll talk about John Candy at 7:05. At 6:35, from Winnebago Bicycle, Sean Lynch joins me. We're going to talk about an event happening in Oshkosh in a couple weeks called Cranksgiving. Love it. And at first I saw it, I thought it was like they celebrate the movie Christmas with the Cranks or something, but this is Cranksgiving. It's for a great cause. Sean is going to join us at 6:35 and tell us all about it. And here's another thing, Conrad. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I was talking to Sean today when I booked him on the show, and he said, I said, and I might ask you what you're watching. And he said, oh, that'll be interesting. I don't even own a TV.
Wonder what's that like?
I don't even know if I trust a guy like that, but I'm fascinated by that. So we'll ask Sean about that too. But he has a great event there sponsored by his bicycle shop and I think Travel Oshkosh called Cranksgiving. So we'll discuss that. And then it's Friday night. What does that mean, Con? It can only mean one thing.
Bar Band Friday.
Bar Band Friday, baby. Terry Barr, one of the co-hosts, along with Jimmy and Rocker of Max Inc. Radio, will be here at 7:35, as she so often is, as she every week she is. She joins us for Bar Band Friday night. She'll bring new music, great conversation. Terry's always fun. That's coming up in hour number two at 7:35. Going to be a great time. And so our question tonight, this, as beautiful as it was today, I've been a little out of sorts all week because daylight savings is just messing me up. I don't know why we do this. I know it had something to do with the farmers, which I respect, you know, whatever it was, they had to get up early or something. I don't know what it was, but it sucks. Daylight savings. It's only November. It's November 8th. And it was getting dark today at 4 o'clock and it's only going to get worse up until December 21st. It's going to get darker earlier and earlier. So I'm not a fan. I would rather have it stay dark a little bit in the morning rather than have that early morning 6 a.m. sunrise. I don't care. I would rather have more daylight during the wakeful hours, is it? I don't know. Conrad, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it sucks kind of sometimes. This isn't for me, but for some others, you know, you go home after work and it's like, oh, great, it's already dark.
Yeah.
But in the summer, it feels like you still have a lot more time when you get off work, you know, when it's light out.
And I know it's not going to stay light as late during the winter just because the sun goes down earlier anyway, but it's like we compound it and we make it worse and we have even less daylight. So like, let's say it's dark by 5 o'clock in the dead of winter. I'll take an extra hour of sunlight till 6 o'clock. I mean, that makes a huge difference for your mood.
Yeah.
And just a little more daylight during your hours that you're awake rather than in the morning. I think it's kind of fun. I remember, you know, right before you change it, sometimes you get that darkness in the morning. I'll have a cup of coffee when it's dark out at 6:30. I don't mind that. I'd rather have the daylight during the daylight during the day. So that's our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? Am I on an island? Is it just me and Conrad on an island? I don't know. Let us know what you think. How do you feel about daylight savings? Tell us your honest thoughts. Give us the straight dope. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. How do you feel about daylight savings? Pretty easy question. I'll lay it on us. Okay, so, you know, we probably can't get to clips yet. I went to an event last weekend called Blues, Brews, and Barbecues at the Marinette Community Rec Center in Marinette. Great event. Sean Katzbach, the marketing director for the city of Marinette, actually was on the show. He was on Mino and the Mayor. He was on Nightlight promoting the show several times. He gave free passes. We gave some away. And while I was there, I introduced Joe Moss, the musical entertainment for the night, who was great. And while I was there, I got some audio. So we're going to play that after the quick break here and before the news at the bottom of the hour. Just some fun sounds from Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. And barbecue, I should say, not barbecues, plural. It was a really fun event. And I read this today, actually yesterday. Gladiator 2 is coming out in a couple weeks. I got the date wrong. I think I initially said it was November 15th. My bad. But it's November 22nd it will be out. And I read this yesterday. Apparently, Joaquin Phoenix gets cold feet on a lot of his movies. He's like one of these temperamental artists who threatens to leave the picture because he just doesn't like the way it's going, or he gets cold feet or whatever. And that is the exact phrase he used on the first Gladiator. And really, Scott had to like pull him aside and say, what's your problem? And he goes, I don't think I can do this. While he's standing in Commodus, full-blown Commodus garb, he says he doesn't think he can do it. He's got cold feet. I don't know why. He's a talented guy, but I don't know why anybody would hire him on another film if he said that. And Russell Crowe had to go over and say, you're being terribly unprofessional. But ultimately, apparently it was Ridley Scott who had to talk to him and talk him into staying on the movie. That would drive me crazy. I mean, he's being paid millions of dollars to be there. He was Oscar nominated for the role, as was Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe won. But I don't know how people get away with that. I know artists are temperamental and moody, but there is a thing where you got to suck it up and go through with it. You can't do that. So that kind of blew my mind.
Hey, Pete, we got a caller right now.
We got a caller.
Yes, it's Susan from McFarland.
Oh, put her through. Hey, Susan.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing great.
First of all, say I'm a fan of the show. I learned so much, and I listen to it almost every day. So.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, I learned a lot, which is wonderful. I get some good ideas for movies and stuff.
Great.
I was just going to say that we are now not in daylight savings time. We are actually in regular time. So this is the time the sun rises and sets. So we're in that normal rhythm, which personally I like. My body enjoys it more than being on daylight savings time.
Okay.
But anyway... Yeah, so I'm just really, you know, I enjoy it much better. I wish we'd have this all year round is my wish. So
you like, Susan, you like it when it's like this, not when we get that extra hour of daylight in the summer, correct?
Right. Well, my body is the normal rhythm, because when they fast it forward, then you lose an hour of sleep, so then your body has to get used to another sleep cycle. So for me, it works better to have it just on the normal rhythm, whether or not it's a little darker or lighter in the morning.
Okay.
So because I usually get up when the sun's up. So when I get up in the morning about the same time the sun, depending upon the time of the year. Although my dog wakes me up, she's my alarm clock, so...
I'm glad you are. Are you ready? There's a joke coming here, Susan. Thank you for shedding some light on that.
Okay.
I honestly didn't know that. I thought daylight savings was like the whole thing was called daylight savings. I really had no idea. So thank you very much for clarifying.
No. I clarified that for you. Isn't that great? You learned something new today.
It's an information exchange. We tell you what movies to watch, and you set us straight on the Farmer's Almanac. I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
All right. Have a great night, Susan. Bye-bye. Thanks for the call. How do you like that? You know, I kind of do remember hearing that, but I could never remember what daylight savings time is, if it's the fall back, or spring forward. So, and I still don't really know what to call it. So. But I'm glad Susan called to clarify that, because I honestly did not know. So here's where are we at here, Conrad? Do we have some text coming in?
Yes, we do.
I get discombobulated when I do the show from home. So here we go. Sherry. She says, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends. That's right, Sherry. We are all friends here, coming together at night to talk about really fun stuff and unwind together. Movies, TV, comedy, music, and Cranksgiving, which we will talk about at 6:35 with Sean Lynch from Winnebago Bicycle. In just a few minutes, Jim from Appleton says, yippee, another night to decompress after political BS all day. Yes, when is it going to stop? I'm with you, Jim. I really thought it would end on election day, but we're still getting the text, sign petitions and do all kinds of stuff. Sherry says, more daylight. I'm with you, Sherry. She says, delight for sure with daylight. Love it, Sherry. All right, we'll read more of your texts coming up. We're going to talk about Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. You'll get some sounds from the great event last weekend at the Marinette Community Rec Center. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only
glass.
Glass. It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
bye.
Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
I found my thrill.
Sherry says, delight for sure with daylight or nightlight. Love it, Sherry. Well done. Jim from Appleton. Again, I have been a proponent of daylight savings time all year round for about 35 years. I hate the clock jumping twice a year. Jim, I am so with you. And I think, Conrad, correct me if I'm wrong, Susan from McFarland, her point was, keep it the same as well, right? Whether you like it earlier, getting dark earlier, yeah. Or getting light earlier in the morning.
She's used to the time right now.
Right.
And she'd like to keep it this way.
I think I'd like to keep it the other way.
Yeah, I would as well.
But I don't get up early. I like the mornings, but since I've been doing a show later, I sleep a little later, so it doesn't bother me. Cam from Appleton. I need Conrad's help here.
I don't.
Can you post this?
I don't even know. I don't know what it means.
Cam from Appleton said, the lactose intolerant person when I throw a dying neutron star at them. And then it just becomes like a skeleton.
I don't know.
A for effort. He put a lot of effort into that text. I got to say, I don't quite get it. But Cam, please elaborate. We'd love to hear more. Last night when I left Green Bay, I got a tweet from a guy named Dave Harrison. We were talking about LinkedIn last night.
Yes.
And he said on Twitter, he saw our social media post about the show and he said, LinkedIn is the fax machine of social media. Everyone knows it's there, but no one knows how to use it.
That's great.
I know. I love that. All right. Sean Lynch from Winnebago Bicycle is coming up at 6:35. We're going to talk Cranksgiving. Terry Barr is here later at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. And we're talking John Candy at 7:05. Right now, I want to hear some sounds. I put together some sounds. Well, Conrad put them together. I recorded them and did kind of some man on the street stuff from Blues, Brews, and Barbecue last Saturday night here at the Marinette Community Rec Center, which was really fun. So, Conrad, why don't we roll, see if we can get a couple clips in this segment.
Hi, Dan Calgren.
All right. Are you having a good time here at Blues, Brews, and Barbecues?
So far, you bet.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the event, the blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
You know, I'm big on all three Bs. So it's it ticks three big B boxes for me. So,
wow.
Yeah, so good. Yeah,
you're crushing this day.
Yeah.
All right.
Thomas Maxwell Sr.
Are you having a good time at the event today?
Yes, I just arrived. It's going to be an exciting time.
Are you a fan of blues typically?
Not especially.
No. What's your favorite kind of music?
Rock and roll.
Right, there you go. You know, rock and roll derives from the blues, though, so you might stumble onto a beautiful thing here.
I hope so.
What's your favorite part of the event, the blues, the brews, or the barbecues?
The barbecue.
Nice.
Kevin, are you having a nice time here at Blues, Brews, and Barbecues?
Yes, I am.
What's your favorite part of the event, the blues, the brews, or the barbecue, Kevin?
The blues.
Yeah. Nice. Me too, because the blues, at least if you pick the blues, that's a great way to keep the weight off, right? No calories involved.
Correct.
Are you having a good time here today?
Yes, I am.
What's the best thing about the event so far?
The slider was really good.
What do you anticipate being your favorite part of the event? The blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
The blues. I'm here for the blues.
That's a great answer. You know why? Because the blues keeps the weight off, right? Brews and barbecues. You know, bikini season is not that far away. Right, Pete?
Right.
It's always around the corner.
That's right. It's always nice when people don't really know if you're joking or not. And like, I mean, it was so much fun to talk to. Was it too loud in the background, Conrad?
Yeah, a little bit. But
okay.
Regarding that last clip, I thought it was, when I heard it, I was like, I wonder what his face was like when he said it's a bikini season somewhere.
Yeah, he didn't know what to make of that. He looked at me like, wait a minute, we're buying bikinis? I'm like, no, dude. But it's fun. I met a lot of people there that really like the blues, which surprised me because I don't think the blues are huge in Marinette. You know, it's not a big town and it's a lot of country and a lot of classic rock, but a lot of people really dug the blues, and that was fun to find out. Let's hear some more.
My name is Jane and I came from Gladstone.
Oh, wow.
Even got the hotel package and super excited to be here. It's a great deal.
Yep. You know how you can make this an even better deal?
Sure, go out and dance.
You could do that, but I'm saying when it's done, tell them the hotel gave you bed bugs.
Oh.
Just trying to save you some money. What are you looking forward to most, the blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
Oh, definitely the blues. Yeah. Toronto's on my watch list on my phone, so.
What is your name, ma'am?
Karen.
Karen, are you staying?
I'm from Gladstone also.
Okay. You're staying over as well?
Yes, my husband and I are here, so we're friends with Jane.
Okay, I hope so. Everyone wants to be friends with Jane.
That's great.
Even though she's going to scam and get a better deal on her hotel. Yeah. You guys are all fans of the blues?
We love the blues. We're running around telling all of our Blues Fest friends, you got to go to Marinette, you got to get to Marinette.
I applaud your dedication to the arts and live music. Hi, what is your name, please?
Freelang.
And so you're kicking back on the weekend with some blues and brews and barbecues?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the event, the blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
It's a hard choice, but these barbecues are looking pretty good.
What do you recommend? Do you feel as a teacher you have the right to cut loose here in front of the entire community and really have a good time?
No, I do not.
Do you feel like all eyes are upon you?
Perhaps.
Since you're a teacher so far, what would you give as a grade to this event so far?
A+.
Who knew that Marinette, Wisconsin was the blues capital of the Northeast Wisconsin? Can we get that last clip in, Conrad?
No.
No. All right. We'll save that one. We'll come back to that one. We're going to do some news, and we're going to talk about a video game. I thought this was really cool. There's a new video game TV show coming out. Do you know about this? Where is that?
Effect?
Mass Effect, yes. Yeah. Have you ever played that game?
No, actually, I haven't played that one.
It's crazy because Fallout was so popular.
Yeah, and, I did play that one.
Yeah, and I remember we talked about the show. I only watched a couple episodes, but this game, this is an award-winning game too, and it'll be interesting to see how it does compared to Fallout. From the 414, Totter says, Todd or Billy from the north side of Madison. We're not sure who it is exactly. I love the earlier sunrise in the winter and the later sunset in the summer. Do not take my time change away. Totter or Billy, if that is your real name, it is not up to me, but I respect your opinion. All right, we're going to do some award-winning news here at Civic Media, and when we come back, we are talking Cranksgiving. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, and so great to have you with me on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. PFAS funding, a big step in trying to get PFAS out of our water. More than $273 million will go toward that effort. Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that 86 municipalities will get funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. They'll be able to use this money to fund infrastructure projects like replacing lead service lines and addressing contaminants like PFAS. There are currently more than 167,000 known lead service lines throughout the state. Back in October, President Joe Biden was here in Wisconsin, where he announced the EPA mandate that all lead service lines must be replaced by 2037. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Ford Analytics. They say by 2030, the state is looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. Attorney General Josh Call, alongside a bipartisan coalition of 30 state attorney generals, announced Monday a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement. This puts Wisconsin at $780 million in total for national prescription opioid settlements. Kroger has also agreed to injunctive relief. This requires its pharmacies to monitor and report suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 30s tonight. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon and especially by night. A high in the mid-50s. And staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday. It's 46 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish Sinekin, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
little Springsteen. That is the way to head into the weekend. My buddy Dave just texted and said, I don't dig daylight savings. But now I'm confused because I don't really even know what daylight savings is. Because after Susan from McFarland set us straight. You know what we need to do, Conrad? We need to have a copy of the Farmer's Almanac on hand at all times. Because no one is going to leave my cheese out in the wind. I am never going to be. I'm just kidding. I think most people want more daylight, though, as we progress. All right. So this is exciting. I saw this today while I was looking around the interwebs and saw this event called Cranksgiving. So I started kind of doing some digging. I thought it sounded like a really cool event. And I got connected with Sean Lynch, who owns Winnebago Bicycle. And they are one of the sponsors of Cranksgiving. So here to tell us exactly what Cranksgiving is and a little bit about Winnebago Bicycle is our next guest, Sean Lynch, joining us now on Nightlight for the first time. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Pete. Our phone is not working correctly right now. He will be calling our in phone? Momentarily. So just wait a couple minutes and he should be here, all right?
So I put this A-list intro together.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
I give some more, and he's not on the phone. So, okay. Did he hear the intro? Or do I have to go through that whole rigmarole again?
I'm sure he heard it.
You think so? All right. Sean Lynch is on the way. He's going to call in unless he is either that or we're going right to John Candy Clips. So we'll get Sean on the phone. And what is our phone? Well, yesterday it was the toilets, and tonight it's the phones.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
Anyway, do we have Sean?
What was that?
Do we have Sean? Are you still producing the show, Conrad? I'm just curious.
Yes. I'm trying to make the phone work at the same time.
I know you are. I'm just giving you our time. So, yeah, we have Sean. We'll get Sean on the phone right now. I have to do kind of a mea culpa here because I thought Matt Miller referred to Wicked and Gladiator 2 coming out the same weekend. I was calling it Barbenheimer 2.0, and he was calling it Glicked. But as it turns out, Glicked is not until November 22nd. So that is going to be a monster weekend at the box office because Wicked is supposedly fantastic. And Gladiator 2 is supposedly fantastic. So I don't know that they're going to do Barbenheimer numbers. It's not the summer, and I don't think the films are quite as hyped, but close. I still think it could be great. So I'm excited to see those. And then a couple Christmas movies opening this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be exciting, too. It's a little early for me, but, you know, some people love to have their Christmas movies a little early. And frankly, a lot of people, some of our texters from yesterday didn't seem to mind Christmas movies this early. I can't do it. I got to wait until at least Thanksgiving. But the two movies that opened this weekend, one of them is called Best Christmas Pageant Ever, getting a 99% audience approval. That's incredible. And 88% of critics like it. Not a crazy popular, huge A-list name cast, but Lauren Graham, from the Gilmore Girls, is part of it. Judy Greer and Pete Holmes, who's a comedian. Many of you may have heard of Pete. And then the other one is Christmas at Miller's Point or in Miller's Point. So that one also, Michael Cera, who I love. Michael Cera is like one of my favorite actors. And he's in this film, Christmas Eve in Miller's Point. That's what it's called. Also getting very good reviews. And it's about a family that comes to the house they grew up in for the last time, most likely, and before they either tear it down or move or whatever. I don't have all the details, but it's reviewing very well. And that's two Christmas movies opening this weekend. And if you want horror, you got Heretic, Hugh Grant, reviewing very well. I cannot believe the run horror films have had since the beginning of summer. They are just like still going strong. I mean, this is a big film. And it's being released, like, I would think this would be a summer release or before Halloween. But Hugh Grant is getting, like, in the 90s from Rotten Tomatoes. How are we doing, Con? Do we have, we working on getting Sean?
We do not yet.
Okay. Why don't we do our blue, let's do our last Blues Brews clip. Should we do that?
Sure.
Okay. So here is our third clip. As I mentioned before, last Saturday, I went out to this event in Marinette at the Marinette Community Rec Center. Great facility. Sean Katzbeck put together a really fun evening. It was sold out. The VIP passes were sold out. And I think I told you, Conrad, somebody, well, we'll leave it as a surprise because I think it's on the clip. But we gave some tickets away, and that was fun. And Joe Moss played, a great blues musician, a 2016 Blues Hall of Fame inductee. Got to introduce Joe and the band. It was a really fun night. Here is my last set of On the Street questions for the people at Blues, Brews, and Barbecue last weekend. Becky, are you having a good time here today so far?
Having a great time.
What's the best part of Blues, Brews, and Barbecue thus far?
Thus far, it's been great barbecue, but I'm looking forward to the blues.
The blues, out of those three options, are the best way to keep the weight off, for sure?
For sure.
Yeah. Are you here for the aerobic activity, or are you just here to eat and socialize?
The eating is my aerobic activity.
Yeah, at least for one arm, right? Yeah.
Mike, you approached me because why?
Because I won tickets on your show.
So Nightlight with Peach Wabba was decent enough to give you, a fine upstanding member of the community, free tickets to this outstanding event.
Most definitely. A great show and great tickets.
Jackie, what do you do here in Marinette?
I'm the executive director of the Marinette Menominee Chamber.
It's got to be exciting. Is that a lot of work?
It's a lot of work, but it is exciting.
That's great. You also brought John McGivern to this area and his show around the corner years ago.
We did, yeah. We worked with John and his crew, and they did a segment on Marinette, and actually you were... did a segment for us on that.
You were very kind. Joe Moss is here now. Do you think the entertainment business is gradually moving from Hollywood to Marinette, Wisconsin?
Oh, it should be. Why not? We are the epicenter of art and entertainment.
Are you here for the blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
All three. All three are excellent.
Is this event a place where you can get a nice hot meal at a fair price?
Oh, absolutely.
That was fun. Great event there in Marinette. I hope they do it again next year. Sean Katzbeck did a great job putting that program together. So much fun and great to meet the people at the event in Marinette. So next year, folks, it's worth the trip. It's, you know, an hour from Green Bay, hour and a half from Oshkosh, and they packed the joint. It was a lot of fun, so I highly recommend it next year. Well done, City of Marinette and Sean Katzbeck. So, all right, we're still trying to work on getting Sean Lynch here to talk about Cranksgiving. It may or may not happen, but either way, we have... hey, Conrad, are you there?
Yes.
So, do you know that this... did you finish the first season of Fallout?
Yes.
Do you know who is in season two?
They're
adding to the cast?
I just saw that today, actually.
Lay it on us, speaking of Christmas movies.
Macaulay Culkin.
What is the deal?
I think he could add something to it.
He's a good actor. It's not like he's not a good actor. It's just like, it's just funny the choices that actors like that make. Like, you know, he kind of went away. He made all of his films. All of his big hits were when he was younger. And, you know, he's done some offbeat stuff. But it's kind of like we were talking about last night with Matt Miller. Sometimes these people become huge stars. And then they get tired of these movies they're making. A lot of them are bad or mediocre. So they go and do indie stuff, and then people remember, oh, yeah, this person can really act. So it'll be interesting to see if Macaulay Culkin falls into that category.
Yeah. So we have we have Sean Lynch here joining over stream.
Oh, that works. We could do that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can. Can you hear me?
Sean, it is great to have you, buddy. I gave you this big, glorious introduction before, and then Conrad says we don't have him. I introduced you as one of the inspirations behind Cranksgiving. You're the owner of Winnebago Bicycle, and you guys are sponsoring this really cool event called Cranksgiving, and it's all about bikes and really cool stuff. But let's tell us first what you do there first at Winnebago Bicycle.
Me specifically, or just the shop in general?
What are you the owner?
Yes, I'm the owner here.
Yeah. All right. So I guess
I took over the shop back in the end of 2020 from the original owner, Ben Rennert.
Okay.
And then we've just been kind of chugging along ever since the end of the pandemic. And I've been kind of delving in a lot to doing a lot of events and such. Yeah, we do a lot of bike packing trips. We're actually doing one tomorrow. And then we also do alley cat races through town. And now we added Cranksgiving on as well.
So who came up with Cranksgiving? Is that your brainchild, or was that around before you bought the bike shop?
Kind of an amalgam of a few different people. Got some people here in the shop, employees who had some ideas. And then we've also got a friend of the shop, Mary Moore is her name. She lives in Neenah. And she also kind of helped seed some ideas on how to make this a thing.
That's so cool. Okay, so tell us, Sean, what is Cranksgiving? For those listening that might want more information, might want to be part of it, might want to donate something. It sounds like a great event. It's, what is it, November 23rd. It starts at Beckett's Restaurant at 2:30 p.m. But tell us what it is and what you guys are hoping to accomplish.
It's going to be kind of a little bit like a scavenger hunt type thing. When you show up, we just have you register. It's a team thing. And if you don't have a team, we'll put you in one. And you get a list of items that can be used by the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. Could be any kind of foods, non-perishables, canned items, even some like, you know, toiletry items. And hygiene stuff as well. And you just go out and you can pick up to, it depends on your team size, but anywhere from like 10 to 15 items from that list. And they each have to be from a separate location of your own choosing. I just need to see the 10 to 15 separate receipts from different locations for each item. And then when you show up at the end, you can donate your items to the representatives there from the pantry. And we have ourselves a little Cranksgiving feast there at Beckett's afterwards.
Nice. So why do people have to show the receipts? Did I miss something there? Or you just want to make sure they purchased the stuff or they didn't rip it off or what?
Yeah, we just want to make sure that people went to different locations for it, because the entire idea is to, you know, still get a ride in. otherwise, somebody just go to one place and get everything. But we do have some prizes and some, you know, some swag to hand out to people who perform well and, you know, go the fastest or get the most amount of items. So it's just to kind of ensure that people are actually going out there and, you know, getting a full ride in.
Here's what I thought was so cool about the event is the riding part and going to different stores. You're getting exercise. You're purchasing stuff at local small businesses, typically, or maybe big business. The point is the money's being spent in the community and then you're donating it. It's like a three-pronged event that everybody wins. That's what really grabbed me. I applaud you guys. I think it's great. Is there a way people can help out if they want nothing to do with riding a bike?
Oh, come on, man, you're breaking my heart. Yeah, I mean, we can always use any kind of donations. We do have a bucket that I'm not really sure I can say the name of it on the air here, but it rhymes with bucket, and it's basically there for donating, and we match funds for it as well. So if there's going to be, you know, a certain dollar amount in there that we can match and hand it over to the pantry, all the better. So if people want to come and donate, they can. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities to reach out and help us out with it. If you're interested, you can always reach out to us via email at info@winnebagobicycle.com.
That was my next question. That's great. Where does the name Cranksgiving, is that a bike term?
Well, the crank is the actual part of the bike where the pedals are attached to. So, you know, kind of rhymes with Thanksgiving, Cranksgiving.
Did you think of that title?
I wish I could say that I was that creative, but I can't.
Yeah, I would have come up with something like Bikesgiving or Ridegiving or something, but Cranksgiving is fantastic.
Exactly.
So, hey, can we keep you? We got to do a really short break. Can I ask you a couple? You can stick around for a couple more questions now that we finally got you here. All right. It's great to have you here on the stream, and always much better to actually see people. So thanks for sticking with us, Sean. Sean Lynch is here from Winnebago Bicycle. Pop in and check out their bikes and check out Cranksgiving, which takes place November 23rd. We'll talk more about that. And I'm going to ask Sean what he watches on TV, and you're not going to believe his answer. This is Peach Wobbin and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and all the music's seeping through. Young man, next thing I remember, I was walking down the street. I was feeling all right, I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah. Down along the avenue, some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groans. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the streets.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
So no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 107.7 WRCE and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
One, two.
To Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this beautiful, beautiful fall evening. My guest right now, it is a bar band Friday night, by the way. Terry Barr will be here at 7:30 with new music and sparkling conversation, as always. But right now we're talking to Sean Lynch. He is the owner of Winnebago Bicycles in Oshkosh, and they are sponsoring a really cool event November 23rd called Cranksgiving. Sean, it's free, right? If people want to participate?
Yes. Yeah, we don't have an entry fee. Just to kind of lower the bar to entry. And also, you know, anything that we would want you to bring along in terms of like money, we'd hope that you'd use it towards like buying items for the pantry.
Okay. So where does the race part of it come in? I see you have in the description here, it's a the hunt or the scavenger hunt or race to benefit the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. Is it a race? I mean, are there like prizes or something?
If you want to be competitive, you can certainly do it as fast as you possibly can. Okay. We do have, you know, a prize waiting for the person who gets it all completed the fastest, or the people, I should say. We also have, I think, you know, a couple of other prizes for some other secret categories that we'll announce the day of. But yeah, we're just trying. There's going to be an incentive, of course, to do it as fast as you can. But otherwise, you can certainly ride it at your own leisure if you want. I mean, it's there to allow you to kind of choose your own adventure.
Okay, I love it. And the first, I like this. The first 50 riders to register get a free Cranksgiving vest. What is that?
We were very fortunate to receive a donation from 4imprint, some safety vests. They're like in a high vis color. So, you know, this time of night when we're out there, it will be a little bit dark out. So any kind of safety measures that we can help people implement is going to be nice. So they were kind enough to donate those to us, and we're going to be handing them out to the first 50 register riders.
Okay, good. It's not like a flak jacket or anything. It's just more of a... You never know what sets people off these days. Okay.
But if you're not riding with high vis, you might be catching some flack from people.
Okay, very good. And then, so what, and people, how many years have you been doing this, and how many riders do you typically get, Sean?
This is actually the second year that we've done the Cranksgiving. Last year, I think we had somewhere in and around 40-ish riders. But this time we've kind of, now that we've got our bearings straight and we kind of know more about what we're doing and how to put this on, we definitely have been seeing a lot more interest in it as of late. A lot of messages reaching out to the shop. A lot of businesses are supporting too. They're all donating things. Some businesses are supporting items that you can put bids on, because we're going to have a little bit of a, somewhat of an auction too. And you know, you'll have plenty of prize opportunities, and we can donate the funds from that to the pantry as well.
So you had 40 riders last year. So what I'm taking out of this is you had 10 Cranksgiving vests left over last year.
Well, last year we were not fortunate to have the vest.
Oh, but, okay. Right. It's a great event. It's called Cranksgiving. It's for a good cause. You exercise, you spend money at local businesses, and then you make a donation to the, is it called the Oshkosh Food Pantry, Sean?
It's the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry.
Love it. It's just such a great event. I wish you luck with it. I have to ask you, and you can answer honestly, what are you watching on TV, Sean?
Well, I have to admit that not only do I not really watch TV that much, I actually don't even have a TV hooked up at the moment.
What is the deal? How do you go through life? Okay, so what does that mean? Are you like, is that just your generation? Like you watch stuff on the phone, Instagram, TikTok, that kind of stuff? Or do you just not watch narrative shows?
I will admit, I do watch some YouTube every now and then. And, you know, if I'm like hanging out with my girlfriend or something like that, especially if we're, you know, at her place, then yeah, we might watch like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something like that fun. But okay. As far as in my own apartment, I don't have a TV hooked up at all. I typically am rather busy with, you know, running all these events and planning, you know, future ones and working on the business. And I also am a singer as well. And recently I just sang a concert with the Oshkosh Symphony. So I was working on music for that.
Oh,
as well.
Cool. So what kind of singer are you?
An operatic singer, actually.
Wow, that's the good stuff right there. But I find it. Here's where I'm at, Sean. I admire you for not having a color television in your house, but I'm not sure I trust you. I'm conflicted here. I'm really conflicted. But good for your girlfriend for forcing you to sit back and watch an old friend called TV once in a while. So you'll have to come back on and tell us when you're singing with the Oshkosh Symphony. We'd love to hear that. And, sure. You know, you could even perform in the studio. Let's keep in touch here. That could be a fun. Honestly, I have a lot of live performers. I'm doing the show from home tonight, but we have a lot of live performers. Conrad even does spoken word sometimes.
Yes, right, Conrad? I do. Yes.
Yeah. See, you can see that right there. He's born to. Okay. Thank you so much, Sean, for your time tonight. Best of luck with Cranksgiving. And let's talk soon again. This could be fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Have a great night. All right. That's Sean Lynch. Check out Winnebago Bicycles. Check out Cranksgiving, a great event for a good cause. And Conrad, thank you for sticking with Sean. That was fun to talk to him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Glad we got, and we got him on the stream. That's even better than the phone.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You see the spoken word every time I talk.
Am I keeping you from something? I'm just curious. I know the toilets are working there tonight. Maybe you're just excited about that. So
I'm really excited about that.
I should have done the show from home last night. We'd like go across the street to use the dang turlet. All right. So Civic Media award-winning news is coming up next, folks. When we come back, we're going to have some John Candy talk, and we're going to have some laughs at the big man's expense. He left a legacy of humor and comedy and just feel good stuff, a Hollywood icon and legend. And we'll talk about him next. And then it's Bar Band Friday Night with Terry Barr. This is a fun Friday to have you here with me on Nightlight with Peach Waba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.